Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Oh, I want to know, yes, I've got to know, the power of your resurrection. Oh, I want to know, yes, I've got to know, the blessings of your fellowship. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glad you tuned in tonight, my friends. Welcome to the program that opens up End Days Truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. Romans chapter 5, verse 3. And please know the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed Christians. The time of the end of all things as we know them is near. So get right and get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them for support. And that's the biblical truth. Amen. Science Radio cannot stay on the air without your help, my friends. God bless you. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. Jude chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Watchman comment, it is so important in these last days that we focus keeping ourselves in the love of God, praying, reading God's word, and witnessing the love of God to others, telling others of Yahweh's mercy given to us through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that will save us and them unto eternal salvation. Do you want to make a difference? Then compassion may be the key to your spiritual success. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Some sinners, though they are very tough customers, will throw your compassion right back in your face, or they will use your compassion for evil. To be harmless or gentle as a dove, my friends, will be what is needed one time, while the first part of the verse in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, which is this, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. Then it says, and harmless as doves. Also, back to Jude 1:23, and others save with fear, pulling some out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. My friends, the wise servant of God knows when to apply compassionate love and when to apply tough love in order to get the job done and save a soul. Amen and amen. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Let compassionate love and tough love be found in you. Amen and amen. That you might get the job done. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 8:11.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, when I told you to leave the cities, you did not do it. But when men called upon you to leave the cities, you left, and you left right away. How long, O simple man, how long will you not heed my word? How long will it be before you stop your rebellion against me? How long will it be before you turn from your wicked and your evil ways? What must come upon you? What must fall upon you for you to turn and turn back to me, says the Lord? I call you now. Maybe for the last time, I call you now. Do you hear my voice? Turn away from the sins of the world and turn to me, saith the Lord God Almighty.
At the times that you're living in are uncharted waters to man, for man has not been down this road before. And your heart shall be saddened as you see the world turn even darker, and go after the things that I've recorded in my word. For at times it'll make you sick to your stomach. The church has set its course, those for me, those that are going the wrong way. For there is that falling away, a departure to another gospel, which is not a gospel at all. So fear not these things that must come. They cannot be avoided. You can be that overcomer, saith your Father.
My, oh my, what awesome prophetic words. Now a True Truth Prophecy quick Bible study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, oh my, on this program, it's the true truth right from the Holy Word of God and not the doctrines of mere men. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. King James Version, original, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Watchman comment. The word private here translates pertaining to oneself or belonging to oneself, meaning a non-Holy Spirit-led utterance coming from the human mind. The word interpretation here translates a loosing, and in this case, in a flesh, not in the spirit. So now before somebody calls with a snide comment, I want you to know that prophecy of Scripture is mentioned. However, even that can be privately interpreted by oneself, by the will of man, in man's fleshly mind. That type of false prophet is moved not by the Holy Ghost, but by his own fleshly mind. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Yes, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, which comes not from the flesh, but from the Holy Ghost, and that word sure translates stable, fast, firm, and above all, trustworthy. Amen. Where unto ye do well that ye take heed, my dear listening friends, but be sure not to heed to the prophet who speaks with words pertaining to self-thoughts. The verses then say, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. My friends, what is the day star? Do you know what that is? It's a name of somebody you know very well. Why, it's Christ, my friends. Amen. He's called the day star in the Bible, don't you know? The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen and amen. Christ can shine in the day just as easily as he can shine at night. Hallelujah! Now that's powerful. Tonight, my very faithful supporters for many years, Bobby Virginia and Juanita Virginia, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and they sent their WOW! Walk on Water love gifts. They are sponsoring the first half of tonight's program, but there is no sponsor for the second half. I thank you both, Brother Bobby and Sister Juanita, for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without your love offering, tonight's program would not have had a sponsor at all. God bless you. I pray for you all the time. Tonight, together, we will pull some right out of the fire. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Father, bless Bobby and Juanita, Lord. Just bless their hearts. They have needs, Lord. Meet those needs. Meet their health needs. Meet their financial needs. Meet their housing needs, Lord God. Meet their every need. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with the true truth. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news. With my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Watchman comment. To start out tonight's reports, let me just read you 10 of some of the most recent 666 end days news headlines that struck me to bring to your attention. Number 1, prolonged and widespread power outages in most of Pakistan cities during scorching summer heat has triggered violent protests in most areas of Pakistan. Number 2, the world's biggest ever blackout brings half of India to a standstill, and a catastrophic power outage left 670 million people without electricity. Number 3, deadly seal flu virus poses risk to humans. Number 4, Arizona on the edge of the abyss. Enormous dust storms, 2,000 feet tall, covers Phoenix, cutting power to 9,000 homes. Number 5, one dead, millions without power as severe storms lashes the Philippines. Number 6, Canada. Severe storms sweep through the southern Manitoba, leaving wide trail of destruction. Number 7, North American drought, worst in 800 years and likely to become the new norm. Number 8, 300 million without power as northern India is hit by massive power cuts and rolling blackout. Number 9, massive floods continue to wreak havoc in China and North Korea. Number 10, mysterious nodding disease afflicts Uganda children, perplexing scientists and residents. My friends, the last day signs, the end times, which is what this program is all about, and helping you to recognize and get you ready. They sure are here. Continuing, the state of Oregon in America has declared war on sustainable living and self-reliance by criminalizing rainwater collection. A man who owns 170 acres of land was being sent to jail and fined over $1,500 for the big old crime of stealing water from the state by collecting rainfall on his own land. My. My friends, this is not a joke. It's yet another example of runaway communist socialist collectivism that is fast spreading across America. It started in our government and is going now from state to state. More importantly, if Oregon can claim ownership of rainwater that falls from God's beautiful sky on your land, the state could also outlaw just about anything on your land, maybe even the land itself. Watchman comment, there is a law called eminent domain, and with false charges, they can take your land and home anytime they want to, and that's the truth, and that's been in place for many years. Continuing, Olympic false satanic gods. The Olympics, as did the ancient Greeks, honored Zeus and other pagan gods to whom Christians were burned alive as sacrifices to those false gods. A 600-foot foot race was the only athletic event at the first Olympics, a festival held in 776 BC and dedicated to Zeus, the chief Greek god. Greeks gathered every 4 years after in Olympia to honor Zeus through sports, sacrifices, and hymns. Yes, I said hymns. The five-day festival brought the Greek world together in devotion to one deity, Zeus. Not Yahweh, not Christ Jesus, not any of the names of our holy God who call himself the I Am, but Zeus. Today, a false satanic god. Today, what began in ancient Greece as a festival to honor a single god, Zeus, has now become an almost Olympian task as organizers of the games navigate dozens of sacred fasts, religious rituals, and holy days. Today's modern games still have torches from the ancient past and also the gold medals, which since 1928 have been imprinted with the image of Nike. You think that's okay, right? No. Nike was the Greek goddess of victory. Watchman comment, though I've been commenting through that whole report, will you still wear those Nike sneakers and proclaim the Greek goddess of victory to everyone around you and to yourself also? If so, is the pagan god your god? Oh, Brother Johnson, that's silly. No, it is not, my friends. Why? Because now you know it is a form of satanic worship to Nike, the goddess of victory. And what does the Bible say about fellowshipping with that kind of thing? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Is that verse specific enough for you? with all my touch knots, continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
White House chief says future food to be made from chemicals, not real food ingredients. At a meeting that was held in Dublin, Ireland, featuring a disturbing workshop held by White House executive pastry chef Bill Yosis, who explained and demonstrated to audience members there how the food of the future will not actually contain real food at all, but rather various combinations of lab-created chemicals that mimic food. Yosis and several other food experts showed a live audience how to create various foams, gels, and other food-like textured substances out of chemicals that, when combined, resemble things like lemon shuffle and chocolate pudding. My, oh my. Yuck. You eat that stuff, not me. Continuing. These food scientists then shared samples of these laboratory creations with audience members who were told that the imitation food products are the wave of the future. You take the chemical compounds and you make the dish, said one participant. Waxman comment. My last word? Yuck. Continuing. Privacy fears as facial recognition technology becomes increasingly advanced, available, and affordable. As you scan the face on that giant billboard you're looking at above your head in the cities, it may just be scanning your face right back. Increasingly, sophisticated digital facial recognition technology is opening up new possibilities in business, marketing, advertising, and law enforcement, while exacerbating fears about the loss of privacy and the violations of civil liberties. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? My, oh my. Continuing. M.K. Salulim Orlov of the Jewish Home Party has called for massive reforms, including new basic laws, in order to establish a third temple in Jerusalem. Watchman comment, my friends, that is a biblical end times last day sign and has to happen around the time of the Antichrist. Orlov wrote that the temple must be rebuilt in Jerusalem and that fundamental changes to the Israel society and government were necessary in order to realize the success of the project. Orlov advocated the legislation of a new basic law that would guarantee funding and manpower and protect the new third temple. Watchman comment, the third temple being built will be a Bible end day sign, as I just said, for the only reason to build it is so that the Hellenistic Jews can begin animal sacrifice again. And that also is a last days end time sign, and it will crucify Christ all over again. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Verse 4, for it is impossible, verse 6, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. Continuing. Dems move to include gay marriage support in official party platform. Democrats are moving for the first time to include support for same-sex marriage in the official Communist Socialist Democrat Party platform at their national convention. Sources report that the Democrats' platform drafting committee voted unanimously to include the language backing same-sex marriage at a meeting recently in Minneapolis. The next step would be for the full platform committee to take it up in Detroit, possibly this month. From there, the homosex plank would go to convention delegates in Charlotte, North Carolina. My, my, my. Watchman comment, okay, do you believe me now? The Republicans are bad enough, they sure are, but these Democrats are perverts and an abomination in the eyes of a holy and righteous God, and in mine too, by the way. Come out from them and touch not the unclean thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Continuing. DOJ, the U.S. Department of Justice, suggests criticism of Islam could be criminalized. In refusing to rule out a future law that would criminalize criticism of religion as racist hate speech, the Department of Justice has left the door open to the prospect of Sharia-style law in the United States of America that would forbid criticism of Islam. if the Department of Justice can't even answer whether they will entertain or advance a proposal that criminalizes speech against any religion, then it's pretty late in the day. Watchman comment, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. And will they criminalize speech against Christians? Of course they won't. Continuing. Janet DePaglianto, U.S. Home Security Secretary, admits terrorists entering U.S. via south border. Homeland Security Secretary Janet DePaglianto told the U.S. Congress that terrorists are intending to harm the American people enter the U.S. from Mexico from time to time. DePaglianto, quote, "We are consistently working against different and evolving threats involving various terrorist groups in various ways that they may seek to enter the country," close quote. One member of Congress asked Mrs. DePaglianto, "So are terrorists coming across the southwest border?" DePaglianto answered, "Not in great numbers." Watchman comment, "Gee, I feel so safe now that my government is protecting me. How about you?" Boy, oh boy. Continuing. Vaccine fails to protect babies against whooping cough. A joint study of scientists found that children vaccinated against whooping cough with the current vaccine were 3 times more likely to develop the highly contagious respiratory infection than children who received an earlier version of the whooping cough vaccine. The University of Queensland's Children's Medical Research Institute and the Royal Children's Hospital findings were published in the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. The study found that those treated with a full course of the newer acellular vaccine were 3 times more likely to have developed whooping cough in the current outbreak than those who received the previous whole cell vaccine. Watchman comment. Now, do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman? Vaccines not only contain dangerous chemicals, they do not work except to cause maybe some serious side effects, that is. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, if the Lord is touching your heart, please write signs. Spell that, S-I-G-N-S, at P-O, Box 122, Town Islile, L-I-S-L-E, State, New York, N-Y, Zip 13797. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Escape to Where? Well, my friends, there is absolutely no escape from what is at the door. These things all must come to pass because the Bible says it must. As Almighty Yahweh's Word has testified to in many, many Bible verses, including my favorite, Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. My dear listening friends, have faith in Almighty God in the simplicity of His perfect Word. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Because without faith, it is impossible to please Yahweh. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. My friends, believe in God and place all your trust in Him. For it is in Jesus Christ alone that there is everlasting hope and full assurance. And for your only path forward is through Christ alone. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Colossians chapter 2, verse 2, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Do your part to your fullest as an American, but more importantly, do your part to the fullest as a Christian in these last days, all the while knowing that nothing will stop the day of lawlessness that is now coming faster every day. Soon then to follow will be the Lord Jesus' glorious second coming and the establishment of His 1,000-year reign in truth and righteousness. Be sure to see the big picture first, my friends. Then all will fall into place. The true truth will indeed set you free from the bondage and tyranny of Satan and his many evilly talented straw men, which, by the way, are set up out there to distract you and to get your eye off of Satan's arch foe, who is our Savior, Almighty God, the Savior of the world. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection on things above, not on the things of earth. Verse 3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. If the Son therefore make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John chapter 8, verse 36. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. My friends, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory to God. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now today. Instead, you'll be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, come on, get right, and come on, get ready. If you missed part of tonight's program, tune in to the repeat on Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 9265. If you cannot hear 9265, and many cannot, and you have unlimited calling on your phone, simply call this number to listen right on your phone on the Monday 9:30 p.m. program only. It's not a toll-free call. Are you ready to write the number down? Here it comes. 1-7-1-2-4-3-2-7-7-5-2. Then, please tune in again this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. For more daily news in text form, like you heard on this program tonight, be sure to go to scienceradio.com. What I can't fit on the program is there with pictures. Look for the blue wiggling, squiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link, and you'll go there to my other site where you can find all those reports. Here's the address to write again. SIGNS. P.O. Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Here are a few short letters I've received from Signs listeners. God bless you, Brother Johnson. Shortwave and Internet good. Michael and Sherry, Ohio. And also this short one. Keep up the good reporting. It's shocking. Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call. I'd sure appreciate it. Do it when you write also, if you would, please. Are you ready to dial? Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6. Three. How about some of you calling that I haven't heard from before? Here's a number repeating. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in. Hallelujah. Right now, today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.